Sendofamerica12.com.
Hello, America. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. Boy, we got a lot to get to in this hour of ATN, including your chance to nail the score. We're down to four games. Can you believe it? Four big games. The push for the Super Bowl is on. Who knows what the computer will pick for our game of the week. All you have to do is call, tell us who you think is going to win, and what you think the final score is going to be. Or you can chat us up or send us an email. It'll be duly noted if you, in fact, nail the score. You're our second winner of the season. Christine, or Chris, in Connecticut, was the first winner ever to nail the score here on America Tonight. So maybe you're going to be the second person to do it. It seems as though it would be easy to do, doesn't it? But it's not. You think even scores, odd scores, what if you throw in field goals? Don't even think like that. You just randomly pick a number, and if your number hits, then you are the winner. It's kind of like when we went to the Jersey Shore. We would go to the boardwalk, and they had all those games on the boardwalk, and you plunk down a quarter, and there was like a gazillion numbers, and they'd spin the wheel. And my mother would be so furious, my brother and I, because we always just want to play the wheel. Because we thought we had that chance, that one in a million chance, our number is going to hit. Well, you could hit the number, and you have better odds than we did on that wheel when we get to nail the score. At the top, though, a lot of people still thinking about what's happened in Tucson, Arizona, on the heels of the president making the trip and the memorial service slash little bit of pep rally. After that, a lot of people trying to make sense of what was said, and does this console the people, and does this console the nation, and where do we go from here, and all that stuff. Certainly a lot of people watched. 32 million people watched the president in that half hour plus. It kind of was a little bit over a half an hour. Maybe more than we'll watch his State of the Union address in a couple of weeks. And some of that State of the Union address, I think a lot of what you heard, if you listened to any of the clips we played or actually watched the thing, will be part of the State of the Union address too, by the way. I don't think that's a great big shock. A lot of people concerned about the Congresswoman Giffords, and you should be, because she's a survivor, and it's looking like she's doing pretty good. You got to think of that family. This is a moderate Democratic woman who believed in gun rights, had a gun, and had a husband who was a big-time astronaut. In fact, he was supposed to lead this last Discovery mission, and now they've got a backup for him in case he can't do that. His shock, I'm sure, when he got that phone call, had to be just unbelievable when he got that phone call that his wife was out at a grocery store and she was shot and taken to the hospital. Think astronaut and think speed and all of that. He didn't even, there was no way, go commercial. Somebody with a private plane got him there as fast as they could. And now the good news is that she opened her eyes. And in fact, that was one of the things that was mentioned by Obama when he did his eulogizing speech thing the night before. So the Congresswoman continues to show this progress, and Senator Kristen Gillibrand was one of the people on hand to see that. This is how she described it.
She began to open her eyes, and she struggled, and within a few moments, she literally opened her eyes, and Mark, her husband, was so excited. He just said, you know, honey, if you can see us, you know, give us the thumbs up. And she not only gave the thumbs up, she literally raised her whole arm.
Yeah, so good news there. Putting everything in perspective, what happens in Tucson when all of the live trucks and the media people and the people who came to town to console relatives and whatnot, what happens when they all leave, and what happens to the families, and then the story will evolve as to Jared Lee Loughner and whether or not he gets life in prison or gets the death penalty. Judy Clark, and I've mentioned her name a couple of times, I've talked to an attorney today who worked with her and said he described her as hardcore, no way does Loughner get the death penalty. In this case, I am, and you know, I know it goes case by case, I am a huge fan of the death penalty. Something heinous, something that didn't have to happen, that shattered the worlds of too many people, including the family of the 9-year-old girl, Christina Green, who, by the way, her funeral service, the first of the six, was earlier on Thursday. That didn't have to happen to that family. Life is so precious and short, we don't know. We don't know what the expiration date is, but for a young girl with everything in front of her, just awful what has happened there. And now it's been, as of this weekend, a full week. So you're going to start to see people trail out of Tucson. We have some other things going on around the world, too. Pretty sad what's happening in Australia. A lot of heartache there because the floods are slowly receding and revealing lots of damages. And it's been described, and this is from the pictures I saw, it's really a good description of it, sadly, as a war zone. So people are picking through in Brisbane, they're picking through the sludge and trying to put back whatever they can of their lives. And there's a young child that also emerged from this tragedy, and his name is 13-year-old Jordan Rice. He drowned with his mother after telling a rescuer to save his brother Blake first. He said, save him first, he's afraid. Does that just not choke you up? Oh, cutest kid, saddest story, and there are a lot of those stories to go around in Australia. In fact, Jack Alexander, who's come on with us often to give us a description of what's happened in Australia the past couple of weeks, apparently he's under a flood warning where he lives, so he had to leave his studio, and we wish Jack and his family well. That's it's rough, and words can never really describe what somebody's going through. Pictures can really tell that story, I think. In looking at the pictures, you just have to think, your house covered, completely covered in mud and water, just unrecognizable. And then going through and having to clean all of that up. I mean, just destroyed, power out, and trying to figure out what you're going to do because you're not going to be able to stay, most likely, in most of these places. And the pictures are, you'll see people there in boots and the water is starting to, like I said, leave. And all of those sandbags that everybody tries so hard to pile up, you can see those, too, where they stopped at least some of the water. So that's got to be tough for the folks in Australia. Brazil, same thing. They now say 500 people dead after their horrible mudslides because they had monsoon rains, too. So some other people dealing with a different kind of grief, the kind that Mother Nature can wield on you. Coming up around the bend, we're heading to nail the score.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, January 13, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,383.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,419.02, $709.51 for a half ounce, or $354.76 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,419.02, $709.51, and $354.76.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crisis. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Ah, yes. What game will it be? Baltimore and Pittsburgh, Green Bay and Atlanta, Seattle and Chicago, the Jets and New England. Donovan Madsen, do the honors, please. Ah, deja vu. Here we go again. It's the Jets and the Patriots. Ooh, this is tough. Do you believe that the Jets can bounce back from being thrashed in a regular season game, humiliated on a worldwide stage by the Patriots and Tom Brady? Brady adding insult to injury with touchdown after touchdown. Now, there's something of a motivating factor, certainly, for the Jets. I don't think the Jets win this one, though, because, and you know what? I prefer that the Jets win it, but if I'm just picking this strictly on picking what I believe will happen, then I can't go with my gut on this one and what I would prefer to happen. I'm going to have to say that the Patriots win it. It's not going to be some lopsided blowout like the last time around. But they got the home field all over. I mean, they're going to be 9-0 at home. I cannot see a way that the Jets are going to be able to avoid that. It might be a lot closer, and I hope so, but Sanchez would have to have the game of his life, and everybody around him would have to put in. Everybody would have to help. They'd have to play pretty much almost mistake-free football to pull it off. Patriots win it. Final score is going to be 30 25-24. That's what I think the final score is. You may have a different take on this and a different score. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. It is tough, and you look at the line, and the line is the Pats by 9. And if you wanted to really go deep and do the analysis, I gave you some broad strokes, some obvious things. Sanchez can't overthrow. He was terrible last week in that department, but they still pulled it out. The Jets did over the Colts. And he has to not do that because there's absolutely no way. I don't care what his numbers were. I don't care what he did in some other games. It doesn't matter. That the bottom line is that it's a mechanical thing. It has to happen. Tom Brady is so money. I mean, he is so money. So it's, you look at how they ran roughshod over everyone, really, the Patriots, the last couple of weeks. And Belichick, whatever you want to say about Bill Belichick, he is just the master planner. It comes down to coaching. You know, my team is the Eagles, and I know people give Andy Reid great credit, and yes, how many times have they been to the playoffs and won the division and all that. But when it comes down to the big games, I think he's brutal in the coaching department. You know when you're the fan that's sitting there and you're calling the plays before they even happen because it's so obvious what you know he's going to do? But Belichick mixes it up. He's more of a chess master at maneuvering his team. And I think that that's the tough thing to plan for. And certainly the Jets know the Patriots. They got the film. They know what happened, that 45-3 trouncing. They know what's happened during the season. But New York did beat the Patriots in the second week. That's why I had hope that maybe the Patriots weren't quite that good. But it was early going. But they have been slamming anybody of the last month. December was huge for them. I mean, huge. And here's the thing that the Patriots do so well. This is another X factor. They force turnovers. You love that when you're a coach. Are you kidding me? You're forcing turnovers. 24 turnovers during this entire streak. Tom Brady, how many has he made? 1. He's really playing probably the best that I've seen him play because I've seen a bunch of the Patriots games. So, therefore, I cannot go against the Patriots. As I said, my guess is 35-24. Now, you can send me your guess at americatonight.net. You can chat it to me, or you can give us a call at 800-259-5791. Ooh, our first taker, Joe in Kentucky. Hey, Joe.
Hello, Kay. How you doing?
Good. Who do you like in this one? You're going to say Pats.
Well, I think I'll take the Patriots.
I knew it.
35-17.
35-17, yeah. Could be a rough day for Sanchez.
I would rather have took Philadelphia.
You would have rather had Philly? Oh, I love you for that. You know that it was like a wound to me when Philadelphia went down. Oh, that interception. I wasn't right for hours.
Yeah, I know it.
I just, oh, you take this when you really.
I thought about you when that interception too.
Yeah, you live with this team all season, and then I'm like one of the fools that gets the digest. You know, all the teams have the digest and talk to some of the writers, and you get so into it, and you really want to believe, and then they disappoint you. They crush you. So you got the Patriots. You got the Patriots, brother. 35-17. We got you.
Thank you.
All right, you have a good weekend. 800-259-5791. We're going to slide to Rick in Illinois. Hello, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello, Rick.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm good. What do you think?
Good. Well, I think I found the solution to our energy crisis.
Oh, you tell me.
Crisis. The steam coming out of Palin's ears.
She's going to be on Hannity's show. That's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, when she gave that little speech, you could see the hate in her eyes.
Yeah, she was upset.
she was. You could see her. I mean, the steam was coming right out of her ears. And if you could harness that, we could have all kinds of energy.
There you go. You solved two crises.
Okay. The Green Bay win last week.
Yes, Green Bay won last week.
I was working and I didn't know. Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Jets 28, Pats 24.
You are kidding. You said that just to be contrary.
No, Jets and Bears in the Super Bowl. Put your money on out there in Vegas on it.
Jets and Bears. I guarantee for future bets, not many people are thinking that's the matchup.
Oh, well.
Well, they don't think like you.
No. Well, you have a good weekend.
Bears. All right, you too.
Okay, take care.
Let's move to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Kate, again.
Again.
Look, I was only providing the salt for your margarita with that little dig at you on your on your Green Bay situation with your Phillies. You know, I'm so sorry that they lost.
Sure. I bet I can just hear that sympathy dripping from your lips.
I got the small violin playing right now for you. Okay,
whatever, cowboy lover. What do you think?
You know better than that. Okay. I'm going to say 27-17, the Patriots over the Jets, and it's going to be a knockdown, drag out, defensive, offensive battle, but the Pates got them.
Yeah, I think they got them too. I'd be stunned if the Jets win, and any given Sunday it can happen, but it would be a big win for the Jets, to say the least. They get to the Super Bowl if they beat the Patriots, but I don't see it happening.
Well, no, it'll be Seattle and the Patriots in the Super Bowl. You can mark my word on that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I agree. You're in the books. You got that score, my friend. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Have a good weekend. I know I'm getting some people that are emailing me. I promise I'll check those emails here. We've got them running, and we'll get those guesses in. We also have some people that are lining up on the phones, too. You can jump on board, 800-259-5791. In a way, this is a good game, and this is the last game of the weekend. So, it's the later game on Sunday. I'll be watching all of them anyway. But the game that I can't wait to see is the Seahawks and the Bears. What are the Seahawks going to do? What's Pete Carroll going to throw at Lovie Smith and the Bears? Is there any chance that the Seahawks are going to pull off the upset of the Bears? And, of course, there's a chance, but will it happen? It's going to be a fun weekend, no doubt. I'll take some of your calls next on the flip side.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker. On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video which you can watch online for free detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
All right, we're doing that nail the score thing here on America Tonight. When you call in, you just have to tell us who you think wins the game and what the final score is going to be. 800-259-5791. It's the Jets and the Patriots. It's the last game of the weekend, so we'll already know the results from all the others. What happened in the very first game on Saturday, the Ravens and the Steelers, the Packers and the Falcons, and the Seahawks and the Bears have the earlier game, and then the topper is the Jets and the Patriots. So far, lots of people have picked the Patriots, but I've got a slew of folks who are picking the Jets, emailing it to me, including Brian in Quincy, Illinois. Yo, Brian, shout out. He says, Jets 31, Pats 28. I hope it's that score, because then I was wrong, and that's okay, because I'd rather the Jets win. And it's a close game, so it's coming down to those waning moments. That's the kind of football I like to see. Charlie in Kentucky, hello.
Hello, Kate. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. Are you going to be watching football this weekend?
I sure will be. But on this game, I'm going to have to go with the Jets. I just got a feeling, and Jets already got beat by them once this year. The Jets are a little healthier. They don't have Randy Moss. Because they beat them with Randy Moss, and I think that the Jet corners can handle Deion Branch, or Branch, because he's shorter. So I'm going to go in a close game. I'm going to go 27-24 Jets.
27-24. That's a good point about Randy Moss.
Well,
I like that.
He was always a Jets killer, and
he was.
So I'm going to stick with that score, but I think the Super Bowl is going to still end up being the Steelers and the Pack.
Oh, you know what? I was thinking about this today. I was at that 96 game Remember the 96 game?
Yes.
No. The 96 game was Green Bay and the Patriots.
The Patriots, right.
Yeah. Yeah, I was at that game. Oh, who was the quarterback? Oh, come on. It was Brady. Brady replaced him. Drew Bledsoe. Thank you. Drew Bledsoe. I can remember talking to him and how pumped up he was. And Bill Parcells was the coach then.
Right.
Yeah, how crazy is that? That was a wild finish there. Okay, we've got you locked and loaded.
Thank you, Kay. Have a good evening.
All right, you too, Charlie. By the way, I didn't mean anything by that. That's an expression I use. Just let me put out this disclaimer there so anyone doesn't think I'm trying to do anything with that. David, I heard somebody talking about that today. David is listening in Kentucky, too. Hey, David.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, buddy?
Good. You know, I was sitting here thinking, listening while I was waiting, and you were talking about the ones that are sending emails or picking the Jets. That's because they can't say it out loud.
They're too embarrassed.
They don't believe it enough to say it out loud. So
there you go.
They got to send you an email.
You like the Patriots then.
Oh, I think they're going to just walk away. I think it'll be 35-17.
35-17.
Okay. I think he's just too good in a big game.
Oh, wait a second. You can't give us 35-17. Now you got to tweak that because Joe in Kentucky had 35-17.
Right. How about 35-20?
You got it. 35-20 is a good one, too. Okay, yeah, I think he's too big, and you're right. And this is some of the best stuff that we've seen from Brady. So I'd be hard-pressed to go against him here. What is he? He's almost like at 4,000 yards. And, you know, statistics, just like polls and politics, you can manipulate them however you want. And people that play fantasy football, as a longtime fantasy football player, you watch for different things when you're doing the fantasy football deal. But just purely man-on-man, hatred for your rival team, home field advantage, on a roll, I'm thinking the Patriots aren't letting this opportunity slip by. And Belichick is the master at the strategy on this. Hey, it'd be a huge win for the Jets. There's no question if that were to happen, but I don't see it. If I'm going, and I like Rex Ryan, but if I'm going Ryan, Belichick, this game, the circumstances, And Sanchez, do you really trust Sanchez here? Let's see. Let's go back to Kentucky, and let's go to Rick. Hello, Rick.
Are you there?
I'm here, Rick. Who do you like in this?
All right. Oh, I think the Patriots are just going to spank those Jets and send them home to make snowmen.
What do you think the score is going to be?
I believe it's going to be 41-27 Patriots.
41-27. Okay. I like that straight. Your straight talk there. They're going to go making snowmen. Yeah, I think it's Patriots all over this. They're all over this. Yep.
I think you're on the winning side.
Yeah, I think I am finally this time, too. Thanks, Rick. It's tough to, you know, it is tough. I'll tell you a secret. Well, I guess it's not a secret. I probably, who knows, I blather on in these shows. But I used to live in Vegas, and I was doing a sports show from Vegas. And it's an interesting place to do a sports show because you get to see everything and anything. I went to Ohio University, and I would sometimes go down to the sports book in the, what one did I go to? Caesars. I'd go to Caesars, sometimes the Hilton, and they would put on the Bobcats for me. I mean, who else in that casino could care less? But they had so many screens, and they could have any game in the world you wanted. It was like every day was Christmas. It was awesome. You could go and they would put on whatever game you wanted. The obvious games would be on. You could just sit there and watch. You could watch any horse race, any game, and amazing. And I learned a lot about gamblers and also these books, how they set the odds. And most of the people that set the odds in the gaming industry, they're like math geniuses. They're people that went to MIT and Harvard and wherever. People have this idea in their head that it's somebody named Manny smoking 50,000 cigarettes in a rumpled suit that comes in and starts laying the lines. But no, they analyze everything that you can possibly imagine. and watch where the lines go and what happens. And I think this line is pretty high, Patriots 9. But I'd be afraid to pick up the Jets on this one. I wouldn't touch it. I don't think so. Let's move to, and so anyway, so my secret thing was, the best thing to do when you go to Vegas, really, is to, just for fun, throw a future bet down or do a parlay, because you'd have a better, you have a better chance, and you could play over under and take a few games. I think you have a better shot at it. Now, other people might disagree with me and say, oh, that's just stupid because there's so many games, but it was like a magic trick to me. I'm just saying. Josh in Kentucky. Hey, Josh.
Hi, Kate. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Do you like the Patriots or the Jets?
I like my Packers. I'm sorry they made you cry last week. I'm sorry.
But I like Aaron Rodgers. I give you that.
Well, thank you. Well, I'll go with the Patriots 35, Jets 6.
Oh, 35-6. I love it. They just spank them again.
Yeah, they're just going to destroy them again. I don't see Sanchez stepping up.
Oh, the New York headlines would be priceless. Trust me, I'll be reading them on the air if that happens.
That would be great. If you're running out of town on a rail.
Oh, they will. They will just spank them in the media. All right, Josh, I like it. 35-6, that's funny. You have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
And enjoy your Packers. Yeah, how about the Packers? For Aaron Rodgers, that game last week was a big game. And now the Falcons, and we'll see what Matt Ryan can do in Atlanta. And a lot of people aren't as familiar with Atlanta, I think. Many more people are familiar with the Packers. You have Packers, you have Packer fans all over the place. Chris in Connecticut, she wields the magic, this lady. Hey, Chris.
Hi, Kay. How you doing?
I think you're I'm just saying, I think you're picking the Patriots.
Oh, of course.
There's no doubt. You love Tom Brady.
I love him, yes.
Do you like his long hair?
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah? You think he's the greatest quarterback of all time?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, yes.
Are you somehow related to Tom Brady?
No.
Okay, I'm just not making yet. Sure you're not a plant. Not yet. I love that. Not yet. That's a good answer. Okay, so what do you think the score is going to be?
I'm going to go for 27-17.
27. Oh, somebody already has 27-17. 27, you can keep what?
10.
27-10. Okay, we have you duly noted in our book. Thanks, Chris.
Okay, Kate. Have a nice weekend.
All right, you too. Let's see. Dr. E in Kentucky. Hello. Dr. E, we're going to have to get him a new cell phone. What? It's like silence. Are you there?
Yes. I answered before the little beep.
Oh, I know that tricky thing where the thing goes and you're talking. What do you think? The Patriots?
Oh, yes. No doubt.
I know, that's what I say. And what's the score?
Oh, 38, 17.
38-17. I like that. You're very confident. You have that swagger. No doubt it's the Patriots.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah, I say no doubt either.
I was going to take, Josh kind of stole my first score. I was going to say that the Jets was going to do better. I was going to go 45-6.
That's good. 45-6. Oh, I'm going to read all the headlines on Sunday for sure. Thanks, Dr. E. Have a great weekend.
Hey, you too, ma'am.
I'll tell you what, the Post is the worst, too. I used to, when I lived in New York, I'd get the Post every day just to laugh my head off at the headlines. They just thrash sports people. The Post and the Daily News, or Newsday, and the Star Ledger in New Jersey, they can be pretty rough, but the worst is the Post. Oh, if you blow a game, they just, the headline, whoever does the headlines, the best sports headlines. More of Nail the Score, just a minute.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the Wild Food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Dancing, and there's going to be some people wrecked after their team loses. This is the nitty-gritty when you know you're so close, you can almost taste it. You're almost at the Super Bowl, and you're thinking of everybody you know who possibly has connections where they could get you a ticket to the Super Bowl because your team's going. So the Ravens and the Steelers, they're the first game out of the chute on Saturday afternoon, 4:30 Eastern kick. Packers and the Falcons, that's afterwards. I love Saturday Night Football, so that goes right into the evening hours. Then Sunday, 1 o'clock kick, Seahawks and the Bears. The quarterback for the Seahawks, Matt Hasselbeck, has been to many playoff games, so he's not unfamiliar with this territory. Pete Carroll has done something. I don't know what kind of magic elixir he's mixed into the water there. But at 7-9 in a putrid NFC West, they get into the playoffs, beat New Orleans, and now they're taking on the Chicago Bears. What are the odds? Well, that challenge isn't lost on Hasselbeck. Here's what he had to say.
the guys like Peppers and Urlacher and the rest of them, you know, they've been in the playoffs before. They understand what it takes. They raise their game to a whole new level. And, you know, it's going to be a major, major challenge for us. It's going to be a big game. It's going to be hard to win. And, you know, we got to find a way.
Yeah, how about Lynch last time around, that porous Saints defense? He was like a pinball. You know, when you play pinball and it just everything hits right, it accelerates, the ball's going down, boom, 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 boom. That's what it was like watching that touchdown. How many times have you seen that replay? How huge was that moment for him and for the Seahawks? But the Seahawks and the Bears, I know a lot of you will be watching that game. I know a lot of people are listening to us in Illinois. That's not the game that was chosen by our computer. The game of the week, the Jets and the Patriots. Little Giant emailed me and said, Kate, like you, I'm originally from the Northeast. I got to tell you, you're dead on. I laughed so hard when I heard you make that comment about the Post. They are going to be ripping Ryan in New York and probably Sanchez. The Jets will be thrashed about. The Patriots win this one 50-17. Oh, 50 points. Isn't there a mercy rule somewhere? Didn't they institute a mercy rule? The rules committee, they did that new overtime thing. Mercy rule. There has to be a mercy rule at some point. Okay, so we go to Tom in Kansas. Hey, Tom.
Hi, Kate.
Hello. You like the Patriots?
Yeah, but isn't that sort of like the 10-run rule in baseball?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, game's over. Yep.
Well, I'm actually glad it's this game because I have Baltimore, Green Bay,
and your other things, yeah.
Yeah.
So Patriots, and what's the score?
Well, I figure halftime score something like 28-3. Third quarter score something like 41-10.
Uh-huh. Tom, we got you in the books, 44-13. I almost felt like Tom was on the roof with his antenna trying to dial us in. Tom, be careful there. How about Blake in Kentucky? Hey, Blake.
How you doing?
Good. Blake, you liking the Patriots or are you picking the Jets?
I'm going to go against the grain here.
Woo. Jets.
I think it's going to be the year of the upsets in the playoffs. I'm going to go with the Jets' last-second touchdown to be 24-23 over the Patriots.
Okay, what is it again? 23 what?
24-23.
Ooh. I like that guess, Blake, because that means that we've invested the right kind of time in that game. It'll be fun to watch it. I like the games that end that way. 1 point, and we've seen a bunch of 1 point games this year. It's crazy. Yep. Enjoy your weekend.
You do.
Not a bad thing to go against the grain. As any gambler would tell you, there is that upset possibility on any given Sunday. And if you started off the season, if we went through the games, like if we just laid sheets out and we took all the games, took all the weeks and went through, we could highlight those games. And there certainly have been plenty of upsets. The playoffs, different animal, and still, even in the playoffs, it absolutely can happen. Maybe the Jets find the magic. Maybe Sanchez has the game of his life. That's the thing. The thing that made me really come away from the last win and say, boy, I don't think they can do it, was the Nick Folk incredible kick. The 50-yarder was amazing. But coming out of that game, oh, those high passes from Sanchez. I just thought, oh, it's can't do that against the Patriots. Forget it. They will nail him all day long. Somebody's going to intercept that. That's what's going to happen. 800-259-5791. James in Kentucky. Hello.
Hello, Kate.
You picking the Patriots?
You know what? I just cannot pick the Patriots. I have to go with the Jets just because I don't like the Patriots. I'm going 23-21.
That's so funny that you feel that way about the Patriots, because I do not like the Patriots either. I write a weekly column, and I got so shellacked by New Englanders because I just thrashed the Patriots in my column.
Well, the thing is, and this is going to sound really funny, but one of the first football games that I ever remember watching was the Bears and the Patriots in the Super Bowl. And ever since that game, I don't know what it was. I just cannot go with the Patriots.
Yeah. It's, you know, there's certain teams that you feel that way about, and for whatever reason. And I'm not crazy about the Patriots. They've won it too much. I'd rather see an underdog. I don't want to keep seeing Tom Brady again and again and again either. So
yeah.
We're playing on that same team. We'll see if we're right.
I'm actually hoping that the Super Bowl will be Green Bay and the Jets, two teams that Favre both played for, because my father-in-law is a Packers fan, and now he's constantly telling me how wrong Brett Favre is.
There you go. I love that. That would be fun. That'd be fun to hear that conversation. You have a good weekend.
You too.
That was a good story. 800-259-5791, although we're getting really close to being up against it, and I've got a bunch of emails here from a couple of other folks who wanted to throw in on this too. Here's one from Big John. Kate, you got to be kidding me. All these people who are pandering to this Jets nonsense, no way. I will take that all day long. The Patriots win this 48-17. 48-17. Okay, here's another one. This is from Lady Di. My boyfriend wanted me to send you this email. Patriots 36 and... it looks like she wrote the G-Men and then went back. Yes, that's not what it is. And the Jets, 14. Wow, okay. So another one. Let's take another one. Mr. Cellphone. I love these nicknames people come up with. All right, Mr. Cellphone. Hey, I've been listening to Nail the Score. I'm going to call you one day, but when I call, I get frustrated. I can't get through. Patriots take this one. The final score will be, mark my words, 38-7. Woo, 38-7. That's a blowout. That's a boring game. All right, thanks to everybody who played Nail the Score. Good luck to everyone. More importantly, have an incredible weekend watching all of this football. Let's hope we see. Wouldn't it be great we see tight games all the way through? No blowouts. Edge of your seat, last couple minutes, maybe even an overtime game or two, because it's a lot of hours if you add this up. We're all going to be on the couch together somewhere. Just think about that. Good luck once again on Nail the Score.